Hello and welcome to this Learn English Professionals recording brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
Welcome to this week's programme. I have with me in the studio Mark Fletcher, a business angel. Mark, can you explain what a business angel is?
Yes. Well, it sounds like someone who is altruistic, but in fact, a business angel expects to make a good return on their money. We usually invest in startups and small business looking to expand. When the company does well, we expect our capital back with a substantial return. Sometimes we group together to make a syndicated deal.
How do these investments differ from bank loans?
In my case, I like to lend between £10,000 and £100,000 to a business. I don't charge interest, so I'm taking a risk with my money. But within 5 years, I expect to get a good return on this investment, about 50 or 60%.
How do you get your money back?
The company either raises money by floating on the stock market or is sold. I will have an agreement with the owners as to how much of the money raised goes to me.
How do you find a company to invest in?
I belong to a network of business angels, and business owners contact us to find an investor. Typically, they give a presentation to a group of prospective investors, and if anyone likes what they see, they put money into the business.
How do you decide who to invest in?
I go very much by gut feeling. Of course, I need to see business plans, but if I think the company is producing something that there's a market for, and if I think the owners have the drive and ambition to do well, then I'll put my money in.
Are all the businesses you invest in successful?
No, of course not. If I invest in 10 companies, I expect 3 or 4 to go bust, 2 or 3 to do okay, and a couple to be really good. Those are the ones I make my money on. Earlier this year, I got back 10 times the amount I'd invested in one company. This makes up for the investments where I make a complete loss.
And once you've invested your money, is that it? Or do you have any further involvement in the company?
I'm very much a hands-on investor. Before I became a business angel, I ran several successful businesses, which I then sold on. So I've got plenty of experience, and I like to help companies develop and expand. Sometimes I'll expect to become a director of the company. Other times I concentrate on giving financial advice. The great advantage is that I can see what is happening to my money.
Thanks very much, Mark. Now, if anyone is interested in contacting a business angel, you can find out more on our website.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council. To find out more and to access language activities and audio scripts, visit our Learn English website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.